the question was asked, if one is with company with other friends and they're watching a movie and an improper scene comes up, is one supposed to walk out? Is one supposed to say something? What is one supposed to do? Yeah. So in answering this question, I just want to begin with an introduction. I'm answering the question in accordance with what I think the correct answer is. Whether a person is holding by performing this or not is a different question. Meaning a person might say, well, I just started in Judaism, I'm used to a totally different life, I'm not yet ready to do that. A person, as he's growing, has to know that we grow with moderation, we grow slowly, and as we grow, we adopt more things. So because you're asking the question, I'm going to try to answer the question, but at the same time, I have to say that you'll have to gauge where you yourself specifically are holding. When a person begins, so there's a growth process. The reason I'm answering the question altogether, even though really each person should ask the question individually to someone who can answer him individually, is because I think it's important to know where we're supposed to grow towards. In general, we're supposed to take advantage of our time. And God granted us time in this world. If we use that time wisely, God keeps granting us time to do what we choose to do with that time. If we do not use that time wisely, then God ensures to keep us busy with things we would rather not be busy with. God forbid, it could be health issues, it could be monetary issues, panasa. And God, so to speak, says, if you wasted your time, so then I'll keep you busy. If you have extra time, I'll keep you busy. In that vein, one has to think whether altogether it's right for one to watch even a kosher movie. A person can say, well, my wife really, really wants to go to a movie, or I need to take a break, and there's this movie which I heard there's nothing improper about it, so I'm going to take this break, and I need to take a break in order to learn. We know it's important to take a break. It's brought in Halacha, and it's brought in Rambam. I question whether a movie is really a good break. I would think it's much better to go for a walk, but that's a separate question. I know nothing about it. Assuming that for whatever reason one was watching a movie with friends and an improper scene comes up, so I think that the correct response is to get up and walk out. Our job isn't to rebuke the other people. The mere fact that we walked out is a tremendous message. I once was visiting family members of mine who have a television. So the head of the house started talking to me, and he walks in and turns on the TV as we're talking. So I stayed at the entrance to the room where I couldn't see the TV. Like, the TV was inside the room, and I was where I couldn't see it. And he keeps walking to the other end of the room, and I don't walk into the room. So he turned on the TV as he's talking to me. So I'm not going to tell him, well, if you want to watch TV, don't talk to me. I'm not going to tell him that. But at the same time, I know that if I'm in the room and I could see the TV, so then television has a tremendous attraction. Chances are my eyes are going to wander there. And almost definitely the commercials, if not the movie, have women dressed immodestly. Why should I let my eyes see that? So I stayed at the entrance, and he keeps walking to the other end of the room, and he's still talking to me. So we're talking. I didn't stop the conversation just because he's watching a movie as he's talking to me. But after a few minutes, he felt uncomfortable because he sees I'm standing outside by the door. So he says to me, why don't you come to the room? So I told him, no, it's okay, I'd rather stay here. Again, I didn't want to tell him, look, I don't want to see it. I don't even want to see it. But the message was pretty clear. So after a few minutes that he's still talking to me, and he sees I'm not going to walk into the room, so he shuts the TV and we continue talking. I wasn't trying to get him to shut the TV. That's his business. But sometimes when we try to do what's right, the message is so clear to the other side, we don't even have to say it. And even if it isn't clear to the other side, we have a responsibility to ourselves. That's why I think that if one realizes that there's something improper in the movie, so who's to say what the next scene is going to show and what's going to be in the continuum? Assuming someone told you it was okay, you already see that what they told you is wrong. So why stay there? So I think that then one should really walk out without saying anything. And the people will understand on their own, or they won't understand. That's not my responsibility. They know as well as me that that's what they should be doing. And Chazal always taught us that we have two midot, the Mishnah tells us. On the one hand, we're not supposed to look for fights. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch tells us. Try to do things in a way that you won't cause fights. At the same time, for the sake of not causing fights, one is not supposed to give up on one's own principles. And that's where we say, then a person is supposed to be brave like a leopard. That he gets up and he does what's right, even though other people might make fun of him. That's the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. One should not be embarrassed just because other people are going to make fun. To my humble understanding, that's what I think. So the question was asked, what happens if you, why can't you just close your eyes? So I want to answer that question with a story. There was a Rebbe and a Chassid walking down the street, and there was a woman bathing. So the Rebbe and the Chassid keep walking, and the Rebbe's walking normal, and the Chassid's staring straight at the wall as he's walking because he doesn't want to look at what's going down at the river right next to them. And he notices that the Rebbe is just walking straight. So he's wondering what could be. After 5 minutes, he can't contain himself. He says, Rebbe, there was a woman in the river and you just kept walking. How come? So there are two answers. There are two famous answers that were given. One answer is, but you looked at the wall and saw the woman. Meaning, sometimes closing our eyes isn't enough. Looking at the wall, that's very good. But if my mind is over there, then I haven't accomplished anything. And the second answer that was given, famous answer, is that the Rebbe says, but I left her in the river. And the Chassid took him with him in his mind. And we always have to know that what we see stays with us for a long, long time. There was once a man who was undergoing a brain surgery. And as part of the surgery, the surgeon by mistake touched a part of his brain, and he started singing a song in the middle of the surgery. So the man is singing the song as they're operating on him. And after the surgery, the doctor said to him, you know, there was a very nice song he started singing for us in the middle of the surgery. So the guy asked him, what song is it? So the surgeon starts humming to him the tune. The man sits there and thinks and thinks and thinks, and he says, you know what? If I'm not mistaken, that was a song I heard when I was 3 years old. My ganenet, my nursery teacher, used to sing that. I don't think I heard it since I was that old. But it was there in his mind somewhere. Everything we see makes an imprint on our mind. As much as we might want to move forward, we cannot help the things that made imprints on our minds. So there's a nice story in the chicken soup. No, in a different book. There's a nice story about a mother who saw her daughter dating all kinds of hoodlums. So she once figured out, how could I tell my daughter that it's not such a good idea? So she sat down with her daughter and said to her, look, in life, we're writing a book. And we can turn new pages, but we can now tear out the pages we've written. We have to decide what pictures, what do we want in that book? Because we're just writing a book, it's always going to be there. And the daughter got the message. We have to remember the same thing is true with our minds. Things are being imprinted on our minds all the time. A person can say, well, I'll close my eyes, I won't look, I won't listen. We have to ask ourselves, who are we kidding? At the same time, I'm just reminding of what we began with. Every person has to know where he's holding, and even though this is where one is supposed to get to, we have to know that growth is a process, and if we try to jump too fast, too soon, we might fall flat on our faces. So this is where we're supposed to get to. Whether this is where we're supposed to get to today or in 2 or 3 years is a different question.